Ever feel like you're doing everything right, checking off the to-do list, but something's just, I don't know, missing?
Yeah, you've got the dream job, the amazing friends.
Maybe even a sourdough starter that's like actually
A
thriving.
true sign of adulting.
Right. But that deep down contentment, it's elusive.
Like trying to catch a cloud.
Exactly. Well, today we're diving into something that might just be the key to unlocking that missing piece, gratitude.
And I want to be clear here.
And no, not just saying please and thank you.
Right, although those are great too.
Those are lovely.
Of course.
We're going deep into the science, the surprising benefits of gratitude. And I've got to say, even I was blown away by what I've learned prepping for this deep dive.
Yeah, what's really fascinating is that gratitude, at its core, is really just a powerful tool for shifting our kind of our perspective, our lens. It's about training our brains to focus on the good, even amidst, all the chaos of everyday life.
It's like upgrading our mental software,
Right. Exactly.
installing a positivity program. So let's unpack this a bit. Tell me more about the science behind it. Does gratitude like actually change how our brains work?
It really does. Dr. Robert Emmons, who's really a leading researcher in this field, he explains that gratitude is like a two-step process. First, you recognize, right, the good things in your life.
Okay, simple enough, right?
Right? Pretty straightforward. But the second part, this is where the magic happens. It's about recognizing that these good things often come from outside ourselves.
Oh, interesting.
So that sunny day, thank you, weather. That delicious meal a friend cooked. Thank you, friend. It's about acknowledging that we're not just these isolated islands, right? We're part of this web of goodness.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. It's not just about like feeling grateful, it's about recognizing the source of that goodness outside of ourselves. It's
Yes,
almost humbling, isn't it?
exactly. And this shift in perspective, this recognition of interconnectedness, it really has a profound effect on our brains. When we experience gratitude, our brain releases dopamine and serotonin. These are the feel-good neurochemicals that we all love.
So it's like a happiness boost button in our brains.
That's a great way to put it.
I knew gratitude felt good. I had no idea there was actual brain chemistry happening.
Yeah, and
There's so.
it's not just a temporary high either, right?
Okay.
Studies have shown a strong link between gratitude and some really incredible benefits. You're talking better sleep, reduced stress hormones, and even potentially a lower risk of heart disease.
Wait, seriously. Lower risk of heart disease. That's incredible. You're telling me that simply appreciating the good in my life can actually improve my physical health.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, right?
Okay.
And there's even more. Research suggests that practicing gratitude can even potentially strengthen your immune system. There was one study that found that people who regularly wrote gratitude letters had a significantly higher number of disease-fighting antibodies.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind. This is so much more than just like feeling good. It's about living better.
It really is.
But how does it actually work on a like a practical level? Where do we even begin? So we've established that gratitude is like basically a superpower for our well-being,
Yeah.
backed by some seriously impressive science.
It's true.
But let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
How can we actually like weave more gratitude into our daily lives? Because let's be real, just knowing it's good for us
Right.
doesn't magically make us gratitude gurus.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. It takes practice, like building any new habit. Think of it like creating a gratitude action plan, right? A set of simple yet powerful practices to cultivate more gratitude in your life.
I'm loving this gratitude action plan idea already.
Yeah.
It sounds way more doable than like trying to overhaul my entire outlook
Right.
for night. So what's
Yeah.
step one?
So one of the most effective techniques is gratitude journaling. But and don't worry, you don't need to like spend hours pouring your heart out, right? Even just a few minutes each day can make a world of difference.
Journaling. Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But I'll admit I've tried it before and sometimes it felt a bit, I don't know, repetitive. Like, dear diary, still grateful for my cat.
Right.
Any tips on how to keep it fresh and avoid the gratitude rut?
Totally. So instead of just listing like what you're grateful for, try digging a little deeper for. Ask yourself why you're grateful for those things. Or try using, prompts to spark new insights, like what surprised me today or what made me smile. You'd be amazed at the things we we overlook when we don't take the time to really notice.
I love that. It's like those find the hidden objects puzzles. You start seeing like gratitude nuggets
everywhere.
Everywhere once you know what to look for. So we've got journaling. What else can we add to our gratitude action plan?
Expressing appreciation to others is huge. And I'm not just talking about a quick thanks.
Right, right.
We're talking genuine, specific compliments.
Oh, I am all about spreading the good vibes.
Yes.
But you're right. It's the specifics that make it like really meaningful.
Totally.
Instead of like a generic great job on the presentation.
Right.
Saying something like, that point you made about X really resonated with me. Like it gave me a whole new perspective.
Yes, exactly.
That hits different.
It shows that you were truly present and paying attention, right?
Yeah, totally.
And it's not just about, you know, grand gestures either. Noticing and acknowledging the small everyday acts of kindness can make a world of difference, both for you and the person receiving it.
So true. Like, yeah. Like thanking your barista for the perfectly frothed latte.
Yes.
Or telling a coworker that you appreciate their positive attitude. Like these little doses of appreciation can go a long way.
Absolutely. And here's another powerful tool for your gratitude action plan. Mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay. That's about being present in the moment, right?
Sure.
Like actually savoring that first sip of coffee instead of like scrolling through email.
Exactly. And you know what? Mindfulness and gratitude, they really go hand in hand.
Right.
When you're fully present in the moment, it's easier to notice and appreciate the good things, no matter how small.
It's true. It's true. Those small moments, they often get lost in the shuffle, but training ourselves to like pause and appreciate them.
Yeah.
That's where the real magic happens.
Absolutely. And here's a bonus tip for your gratitude action plan.
Okay.
Learning to reframe negative experiences.
Reframing negatives. Okay. I'm intrigued. How does that work?
It's about finding the silver lining.
Yeah.
Even when, you know, things don't go your way.
Okay.
Right. So imagine you spill your coffee all over yourself right before a big meeting. A definite not ideal moment.
My worst nightmare. I can already feel the phantom coffee stains.
Right. But instead of, you know, spiraling into frustration, you could choose to reframe it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a sign to slow down, take a breath.
Okay.
Embrace the unexpected detour.
Okay, yeah.
Or, hey, maybe it's a chance to show off your impressive stain-removing skills.
Okay. I have to admit, you've got a point.
Right.
It's about finding that little nugget of good, even in the midst of, like, what feels like a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's be honest, it's not always easy, right? Mm-hmm. Some days our brains just seem, like, hardwired for negativity. How can we overcome that?
You're right. Our brains do have a negativity bias.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, we tend to dwell on the hole in the donut instead of enjoying the donut itself. But the good news is, with consistent effort, we can actually rewire our brains to be more naturally grateful.
Rewire our brains. Is that where neuroplasticity comes in?
Exactly. Neuroplasticity is your brain's amazing ability to change and adapt throughout your life.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. Every time you practice gratitude, you're strengthening those neural pathways, making it, you know, easier and more natural to access those positive emotions.
Yeah.
It's like building a mental muscle.
Oh, I like that.
Right. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
So it's not about forcing ourselves to feel grateful when we don't. It's
right.
About creating the conditions for gratitude to flourish more naturally over time.
Precisely. And the benefits of this go way beyond just feeling good.
Okay.
Studies have shown that people who cultivate gratitude tend to have, you know, stronger relationships, greater resilience in the face of challenges, and even higher levels of self-esteem.
Wow. So it's like a ripple effect.
It is.
Gratitude not only makes us like feel better,
right,
but it also helps us like show up as our best selves.
Yes.
In all areas of life.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this practice. It's not a one-time fix. It's a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
Of noticing, appreciating, and savoring the good.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening.
It really is fascinating stuff.
It's clear that gratitude is so much more than just a polite thank you. It's a profound practice.
Yes.
With the power to transform our lives, like from the inside out.
Absolutely. And the best part is it's available to all of us. No matter, you know, who you are or what your life looks like right now.
Yeah.
You have the power to cultivate more gratitude in your life.
That's such a hopeful message.
It really is.
So for everyone listening, here's a little challenge from us. Pick pick one thing you learned today and put it into practice this week. Start a gratitude journal, write a heartfelt thank you note, or simply take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things, big or small.
You might be surprised at the difference it makes.
I couldn't agree more. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and keep that gratitude flowing.